Katie Shedlock, Hail Mary. In all the Christmas pageants of my childhood, I was never cast as Mary. I was too tall, they said, when what they really meant was that I had terrible acne and wore glasses, that I asked too many questions, that I was interested far too much in boys, far too little in babies. No, Mary was a role reserved for girls with perfect hair, perfect grades, perfect sweetness, girls who are perfectly boring, girls who can pull off both motherhood and virginity at the same time. But maybe we have been casting the part of Mary all wrong. After all, she is not silent. She not only speaks, she slams. How come that always seems to get cut from the Christmas pageants? We skip the scenes where she shows up at her cousin's house, pregnant and alone, without her boyfriend, who says it's not his. We avert her eyes, but she will not be ignored. We skip the moment where she walks up to the mic, a teenager starting to show. She makes us so nervous she might say anything. She speaks in magnificent poetry, the verses fly by, more of them than any other woman in the entire New Testament. Did you know that dictators have banned the public reading of the Magnificat because they are so afraid of a poem spoken by a poor, knocked-up teenage girl in which she dares to say that she has power, that she has worth, that she is more valuable than everybody who devalues her, that she has downfall for kings and salvation for the hungry growing in her belly? We have made her so fucking boring. We have made the virgin sterile. I never wanted to play Mary anyway. At least the sheep got lines. Bah. But when I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Don't let it be. Look at me, the overlooked kid. My belly swells and I am making God bigger. Look at me, the ruined girl. I am the most blessed woman of all time. This is not mere hyperbole. It is the juxtaposition that changes everything. And even though I'm not Catholic, I say the prayer. Hail Mary, full of grace and poetry.